Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Shenanigans. Today, I wanted to do another fun Q&A because y'all had a lot of questions for Brock and I last week. But now your questions are even more relevant because you all know I'm pregnant.
Congrats, yay, baby.
Hey, thanks. Got Jamie Lynn back in the house co-hosting.
Hello.
And my baby daddy.
Can I be co-hosting or what am I? Just baby daddy?
Okay. I mean, you can be a guest or you can be a co-host. We can all be hosts.
Let me just be baby daddy.
We're all guests. We're all hosts. Whatever. You're baby daddy. All right. So before we get into all of the questions, there are just a few general things that a lot of you asked that I kind of wanted to get into. And a lot of people were asking us to explain the Poppy and Rainbow Baby meanings. So for those of you who don't know, after a pregnancy loss, the next baby you have is called a rainbow baby. So this little bundle of joy is our rainbow baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And as far as the Poppy goes, when I was pregnant the first time, at the time I lost it, the doctor told me it was the size of a poppy seed. So that just had a whole new meaning to me of poppy flowers, and I got the poppy flower tattoo. Jamie got me this really pretty, what is it called? Like a garden light, like a...
Yeah, it's a solar light that you put in your garden, and it's a poppy flower.
And I have that in my backyard in Palm Springs, and now poppy flowers just have a whole new meaning to me. So it was so crazy when, if you saw my vlog last week, that when I told Jamie and Brett I was pregnant, we're sitting across the street from a place which is right around the corner from our podcast studio. Never noticed it. Lived on 3rd Street for 8 years of my life, called Poppy Cleaners.
That got me a little bit.
Yeah.
I teared up when I saw that.
I mean,
the whole time we were sitting there, I was holding back tears when you told us.
But. Yeah.
Yours was a good reaction, actually. You guys sit at the table and you're like, just tell me.
She was, and I think you cut some of that out because I was literally sitting there for minutes.
You couldn't hear us because the camera was further away and the music was so loud from the restaurant. So I told Justice, I was like, it's fine. Just get their reactions, because he's like, you could only hear them when you pulled the camera closer.
No, I mean, that's fine, because otherwise people would have just been waiting the way I was,
yeah.
Where you just would not say anything and making me ask all of these, wait, why are you asking me about Parmesan, this, that? And I'm like, are you pregnant? And then like the waiter was coming and going, and like the waiter's there, and I'm like, Sheena, tell me, are you?
I'm like, thank you. Yeah, can I get some extra dressing? Thank you so much. Oh my God, I love it. Like with our neighbors, it was driving her crazy if we're having a boy or a girl. And like for days and days, she's like, so Brock and I kept like going back and forth between boy and girl and just like confusing her.
She was straight confused.
Oh, it was so funny.
I mean, speaking of people asking you questions, like my phone is blowing up. I can't even imagine you guys. You must be like getting crazy amounts of DMs and texts and phone calls.
I'm not even caught up yet, and I'm trying so hard, but you know, we are very loved, and I am so thankful to all of the messages we've gotten. It's been overwhelming in the best way possible. I caught up on like my main DMs, then I caught up on the general DMs, then I had the 99 plus ones, and then I had my community app, and then my texts, and then I was just like, oh, and then I have my @Sheena email. So I'm like, I think 70% caught up. I'll get there.
Wow.
I'll get there. Brock's gonna drive home this weekend, and then I will be able to catch up on the rest of my messages.
Yeah, I felt bad texting you the day that you announced, because
yeah,
I did have some like business to sort out with you, and you still haven't listened to those.
I know I haven't. I need to listen to those voice notes. I know Jamie has this $1 million idea that I need to listen
$6 million.
But I want to get back to the day that I told you and just get this out of the way so Brock can just roll his eyes now, and then we can just get into the
question. I know
question.
What you're going to do.
Are you going to start like this? What happened?
We're going to start like this.
I'm in.
So,
I actually begged her not to.
So I didn't want to get into any drunk Jamie psychic talk while Brock is in the room, because he's so not a believer and he's such a buzzkill when it comes to this. However,
a buzzkill?
Yeah, you're a buzzkill.
You're not a believer. But it's honestly, about... guys, I'm not a believer either.
Okay, so if your psychic is telling you...
I shock myself every time I'm right.
If your psychic is telling you that she's not a believer, why do I need to believe?
Because she doesn't believe that she is so extremely gifted. And every time something is so solid true, she's like, oh, shit, I am good at this. Like, no, I'm I think more, she's afraid.
I mean, I'm shocked. I'm like, how is that right? How is that possible?
All right, yes. Prove it. Let's go. So, I'm all ears.
The day I found out I was pregnant, I obviously knew Jamie's the closest person, you know, next to you and my family in my life. So I knew I was going to tell her very soon. But I just wanted to see and get a feel for what psychic Jamie would see without telling her I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. And not like I wanted to know, is it a boy? Is it a girl? I just wanted to see what she would see. So after I took the test and got the blood work done and it was confirmed, I text Jamie and I was like, I'm feeling a little like off today. I just want you to meditate for me and just, I don't want to give you any direction. Just like, let me know what comes to mind. And she's like, well, I need some direction. Like you either have to like ask me a question. I'm like, you know, the usual, like babies and Brock in that general category.
You did say
category.
The usual.
The usual.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's been your usual conversation within your friend group for a minute. So I don't think it's a wild card for her to pop up baby.
Oh, you just wait.
I'm waiting. Keep going.
Oh, no. So she's meditating. And this was like, I think it was the day I found out, but it was that night I asked you to meditate and then mm-hmm. I fell asleep.
Yes.
And so you were trying to validate things yes. and I was asleep. And then the next morning I answered, I was like, oh yeah, da 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 da. And I was responding, but it was so crazy. So in this vision, she saw me with my other best friend, Stacy, who had just told me she's pregnant. And she said she saw a certain color balloon surrounding us. And I'm like, that's so crazy. Like, Stacy just announced with a balloon, but Jamie didn't see that announcement. And I'm like, oh, what else did you see? And then she saw us in, like, Hawaii with these Hawaiian elders, like, handing me, like, a ball of energy or a ball of fire, like, pushing it towards my stomach. And she's like, and then there was like something about you being like stressed out on time. And she doesn't know that like Stacy's even pregnant. So she's confused. And then she was seeing stuff
I have to correct you. I knew Stacy was pregnant.
Oh, you didn't know she was in LA?
Correct.
Okay. So it was something about like Stacy in LA and then like timing and me being stressed out, like trying to catch up. And she's trying to put it together. I'm asleep. Then the next day I was like, no, Stacy is in LA right now. And she's like, oh, well, I was blocking that out. Anyway, long story short, all of these visions have totally come true.
Well, the one other thing that happened was I saw you and Stacy pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
And I knew she was pretty far along at that point. I don't know how many months she was at this time.
I think she was like 4 months.
So I was like, okay, Sheena, this doesn't really make sense with timing because I see you guys pregnant together and you kind of fulfilling something that you were supposed to be pregnant together and you're stressed out because you don't have enough time to do this with her.
Yeah.
I was like, this would mean you would have to be, I see you both pregnant at the same time. You would have to get pregnant very soon for this to be real.
Yeah. Okay, here comes reality check. And I wrote this down. I was like, all right, okay. There we go. You've heard it all. Jamie is a very close friend of yours, honey. Okay? If anybody right now goes on social media and starts swiping down their friend group on their posts, somebody's pregnant. This is COVID Kid Central. Okay? We haven't had much to do
except for
making
babies. Are
we calling
them COVID kids? I think quarantine babies, maybe.
Quarantine babies.
COVID kids sounds like they have a disease.
It happens, okay? Everyone right now knows one of their friends is going to get pregnant. That's just the nature of the beast of being locked up with each other, okay? You're either having a good time or you're getting divorced or separating. One of
okay,
the two.
Okay, skeptic.
All right? That's option number one. So everyone's going to be pregnant right now.
Uh-huh.
We just had a miscarriage. We realized how important it was to yourself and to me. And to our family and that, okay, this is a way we want to go. So that was on the cards. And more your side when we were at the end of that, but I came across real quick. But that conversation you have with Jamie is a deep conversation, whereas I want to have kids sooner rather than later. So you have a six-month window of your best friend that she knows is pregnant, that's already pregnant, and 6 months. So it's not a coincidence that she came up with your stress levels, honey. You're stressed all the time. It's not time. It's just stress. It's you. So all those three aren't coincidences.
Maybe you stress me out.
I don't, though. I help your stress. You're off your stress medication because of me.
It's not stress medication. It was antidepressant.
Well, the depression comes from anxiety.
Guys, I'm a skeptic too, but I did not know she had a pact with Stacy. I had no idea she would be pregnant so soon. Even when you guys were talking, you're like, yeah, we'll figure it out maybe in a year or so.
We had a 6-month
because window. No, but that this was the time, honey, when I was devastated that you didn't want to try right away again. When my doctor suggested wait one cycle, have a normal period, ovulate, and then try again.
Correct.
The first month.
Correct.
After.
But Jamie also knows that I do really love you. And so if that was something that we were going to have together, it would happen.
Yes,
then.
But Jamie,
I also knew the conversation, your yes. private conversation that she talked to me about because she was upset about it.
Uh-huh. And
because
she
I said
also
no.
Which was that you wanted to wait a year.
Yeah.
And she also knew about that fun night we had in the backyard in Palm Springs.
Well, that's a good night.
When we didn't try to have a baby. So they're like, oh my God, did you? I was like, no, he couldn't.
Wait, what night was this?
Remember after Luke's birthday party?
Babe, we think that's the night. It's either that no. night or first day in the house. Let me know.
I don't think you were
Babe, the ice machine was putting water on the floor and there was no ice machine.
The race that night,
okay?
honey.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm really nervous to spill the beans about the gender. So let's wrap up this little psychic okay. conversation and we'll continue it when the gender comes
it's
out.
False
because
news,
there is
everybody.
More
false
that
news.
Has. I predicted more.
I proved
but we'll,
it wrong.
We'll get to it later.
All right, keep me coming.
Let's
up
move
the facts.
On.
Moving on.
Anyway, that was just fun because I already knew her vision, so I was so excited that day when I got to tell her, like, boom, bitch, you're right. Anyways.
Love you guys. All right, moving on.
Uh-huh, moving on. So a lot of you also asked about doing a reveal party. And look, in 2020, I am trying to be politically correct. And I've called it a gender reveal a few times, and I correct myself and I say sex reveal. And then I'm like, I'm just going to try and just stick to reveal party because that is the correct way, I think, we should say it.
Slash so. Baby announcement because baby half announcement. The people didn't even know.
Yes. So.
Yeah, surprise.
So, not, I mean, and also I saw a lot of comments. They're like, Sheena says she's not telling anyone, proceeds to tell 25 people. I'm like, first of all, it was family and my five closest friends. I think I told you, Brett, Tom, Ariana, and Max. Oh, and I told Brittany. Oh, and I only told Brittany because she told me she was pregnant. Otherwise, I wanted her to be surprised like Kristen and everyone else yeah. was.
Wasn't there a question so, that we had from somebody asking who did we tell first?
Yeah,
Who was the order of that? I think it's over there. Who
out
was
of our
order?
Friends?
Yeah, let's go through that order.
Let's give credit. Brie_day2 wanted to know that.
So the first person from the cast who I told, which you can see in my vlog, everyone's reactions, if you go back and watch that, Brittany was actually the first person out of the cast who got to find out because the second she texted me and was like, okay, I know like so-and-so just announced they're pregnant, but I have a secret and I need to tell you I'm pregnant. And I was like, oh my gosh. I called Brock immediately. I didn't even ask if it was okay to tell you. I just like instantly call you. And I was like, can I tell her? Can I tell her? I'm like, I don't want to respond and just be like happy for her without saying like, we got to go through this together. Cause I was so excited to have a friend, you know, because like as much as I'm excited, obviously, that Stacy is pregnant, like we've had a pact for like 15 years. Didn't think that was ever actually going to follow through. But she's not in LA full time. So it was just exciting to know that I'm a week and a half apart from someone who I'm super close with. And he said it was okay to tell her. So you can see her reaction in my YouTube vlog. And then later that week, we told Tom, Ariana, and Max.
I was straight up lying to people. And Sheena got upset
literally,
with me.
Literally. I don't lie. I go around the truth.
Yeah,
they're
but
like,
the problem when it's someone,
why aren't you drinking? Are you just cleansing? I'm like,
no one asked you were just cleansing. Now, like, are you pregnant? You're like, well, I'm not pregnant.
I did not say
in,
that.
In the tone of your answer. And you would do it because you really love to walk that line.
Because here's the thing. This whole 12-week rule is really frustrating because it's basically saying, and I've actually posted about this, I believe it's in a highlight on my Instagram, that you don't tell people for 12 weeks in case something happens. Therefore, if something happens, you have less support. And I'm like, look, if the worst case scenario happens again, I'm still going to talk about it. So why are we keeping this from so many people close to us when, God forbid, if that happens, I'm still going to tell them all. Like, I want that support. And that's what's frustrating with the 12-week rule.
Well, honey. I think the 12-week rule, honey, is not just tell the world you're pregnant.
Not the world.
It's tell your close friends. And that's what we did. We did end up telling about 20 people. I told my mom, I told my sister, as we got into that, I made my decision on that, who I wanted to talk to. And you made your decision call, and we went through that. But I think it's still an intimate thing, as much as you want, if you feel like you don't want to be repressed. Is it repressed? Is that the right word? Definitely didn't. God damn it. Anyway, you don't want to feel like you're hiding something, or like you want to feel like you can't celebrate it. But there are issues like that. You're making a human in there.
I know. And so I literally, for the last probably 5-6 weeks, I've spent most days at home alone in San Diego. Thankfully, we have a beautiful house on the beach. I don't mind it. I actually now have learned how much I enjoy my alone time. I used to be so social pre-quarantine and always need constant stimulation and something to do. And now I'm like, I'm going to just go to Palm Springs for a couple of days by myself. I just need that alone time. And especially now, I know these are the last few months of my life that I'm going to have alone time. So I'm embracing it even more. So I just stayed home by myself, avoided most of my friends in San Diego because I was also afraid of getting sick. And I didn't want to have to lie to people. So I would lie in the fact that I was so busy. When I wasn't busy, I was just sitting at home watching Price is Right.
I'd sit next to her and she'd be like, I'm so busy. And I'd look at her and she'd show me a calendar. No events.
I'm like, oh, God, I would love to grab tacos this week. But, you know, I got to go to Palm Springs and get these boxes out of storage. Then I got to go to my mom's. I got to go to L.A. I got to get Botox. I'm not getting Botox. Obviously, I'm pregnant. But I was just lying in that sense to get out of seeing people because I didn't want to have to lie. And I was so annoyed when people just kept, why aren't you drinking? I'm like, you guys have known me for so long. I've never been a big drinker. It's more like, why aren't you smoking? What's wrong?
Which is weird because more people questioned about the drinking.
Yeah.
And you've gone through these cleanses before when you're freezing your eggs. So it's kind of normal for you now to.
What I should have just said is I'm doing a 90-day cleanse, not drinking for 90 days. That's what I should have said because we would have been at the 12-week mark by then.
She loved to walk the line and make people think, oh, wait, maybe she's pregnant.
Yeah, but everyone believed the smoking because, I mean, for real, I got so paranoid. I don't know if it's for me anymore after this baby. I don't think I'm going to go back to smoking weed. It had its run. Mm-hmm. I think my raspy voice is a result of that. And I'm good. I would say I'll probably eventually, way down the road, we're talking a year from now when I'm done nursing or who knows how long I'm going to nurse for. But I'd maybe have some edibles here and there. But
yeah.
I just can't see myself going back to smoking.
Well, you said something really important before, which was you enjoy your alone time now.
Yeah.
So people who don't like their quiet time or alone time, those are the people who want to keep busy to not be alone with their thoughts. And I feel like smoking sometimes can be a crutch for that as well. So now that you've kind of worked through that, you may not need that crutch.
For sure.
And it's not a crutch for everyone. I know it's medicinal, but in your case.
No, but it was. And I think going through the miscarriage and not allowing myself to use that as a crutch really helped me work through. It was never an addiction. It was never I needed it. It was just I enjoyed being high and turning off my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Whenever I would get in my girl brain, I would get high and be in my rational brain. But instead, I'm like, you got to figure out how to do that without getting high. You can't just get high all the time. And once I really took to meditation, and that one day that we've discussed, so we don't need to get into more detail about when you went golfing, I didn't have a sip of wine. I didn't take one hit of weed. I didn't eat an edible. I sadly sat in the shower, cried for 45 minutes, but just turned on a meditation. And I was like, work through this on your own. And that, I think, made me so much stronger that now I'm like, I don't need to smoke weed. It might be fun to pop an edible here and there, at Life is Beautiful 2021. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Until then, I'm good. I plan on nursing as long as I can.
Good.
And I don't know. I'm still pregnant. I feel like so much is going to change when I have the baby. And I might say I want to do something now. And then when I have the baby, I'm like, I'm not drinking. Oh, my God, no. I don't know.
I think as soon as you can drink, you're going to be hand me the martini.
honey, here's a question. Here's a question for you from DB88iDeb. All right. She actually asked you the question, are you sure you're ready to be a mum? You don't seem very mum-like. I think she also had another comment somewhere too.
Oh, about the smoking?
Yes. She said, how much do you smoke? Well, zero, Deb.
Deb.
Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer, you. Debbie Downer, you.
That's got to be her nickname for sure.
Debbie Downer. Mate, why you ran on our parade for? What qualities did you have before you had a kid to like associate to being a good mother? Like, I feel like DeMario said the same, the right for you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it was so cute. He's like, I told him a few days before I announced, and he was just like so happy. He was like crying. He's like, I feel like you've been a mom to all of us for years. He's like, you've had so much practice. I'm like, I am the mom out of the friend group.
You absolutely are. If anyone goes to any of your houses or parties or whatever, you're the one who is organizing everything, planning, food shopping. You should see this girl in a grocery store.
I'm
she knows
so
every aisle.
Babe, me and you're the mom and dad of like all our friend group. Like, we'll make sure everyone's okay. We want make sure, and then if everyone else is a vibe on a good time, then we vibe on a good time.
To the point where it's almost like annoying because sometimes I feel like I can't just turn off because I have to host and take care of everyone else. So I definitely have had a lot of practice taking care of adults. I think I can handle a child.
Thanks, Debbie.
She'll be fine.
Downer.
Yeah, Debbie, you'll be right, mate.
Yes.
Do we want to get some questions?
Oh, wait. So I started saying about the gender reveal party, and then we didn't talk about the gender reveal party. So we did a reveal, and it was so cool because a lot of people who were coming didn't know what they were coming to. I tricked my whole family into coming to a surprise anniversary luncheon for my mom and dad. And I know some of them were going to be like, you just celebrated your parents' anniversary at Viejas. Like, we saw that. So what I said, I was like, well, this is actually their 26th anniversary, and I totally missed a huge milestone last year, and I didn't celebrate their 25th for them. I was in Iceland. Or no, that wasn't last year. I was whatever. I was busy.
You're
I didn't
Australia?
Do anything. No, I was. You were in Australia.
What were you doing?
I didn't, honey, it was a lie. It was a lie. I don't remember what I did for them, but I'm just saying, this was the lie I told the family, was that I didn't do anything for their 25th
anniversary.
I want
to know what you, but you did do something for their 25th.
I'm sure I took them to dinner, of course. I do something every year
for them. Just checking if you're lying to me, too.
But so I was like, oh, yeah, I missed their 25th last year, so I want to make it extra special. So we're doing Viejas, but then I want to do like a surprise party with the family. So we get everyone to come to my Aunt Dee's house, and they think they're going to an anniversary luncheon. But right when they get there, there's four signs. The first one says plot twist, and then you're like, wait, what? And then it says surprises on you, and they're like, what? And it says go find Sheena and Brock. And guess pink or blue. And that was my mom's idea. And it was so cute. Yeah. She hand painted the signs herself.
Did she?
She's not a creative person. She always says she hates her writing. She did such a good job.
Except for the fact that the first people that entered missed all the signs.
Oh my God.
Just
well, then,
straight
then
in.
Courtney had to literally stand there and make people read them before they went to the backyard.
My aunt and uncle walk in and they're like, hi. I'm like, hey, not really the reaction I was expecting after you walked in, but here's your pink and blue mask. So we had everyone pick either a pink or blue face mask to wear. And you know what I'm so bummed is we didn't get a picture of us right after the reveal with everyone in their masks. I got it on the vlog, which you guys saw this week, but I didn't get a photo of everyone in their mask. But I thought it was a cute way to do a party. It was all outdoor. It was spaced out. And we were as careful as we could be. We also just recently got tested. We're negative. So
until I decided to have our reveal, we really bombed that. I bombed that one up for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's go back. Who was your favorite? My favorite was Kristen when she walked in.
Oh, yeah. Kristen. She had no idea. She was one of the last ones to get there. And her reaction, she's walking and was just like, what the fuck? So confused. and then the people, like the few people who did know what they were actually coming to, when they saw the plot twist sign, they're like, oh, is it twins? Like, they thought that they were like, there was a surprise for them too. And I was like, no, just one. You've all seen the ultrasound. There's not another one hiding in there.
Raquel was the MVP of that day too, though.
Because literally I see her every week, sometimes more than once a week. And we hadn't told her. It was like Labor Day. I wanted to say something, but it just didn't feel right. And then the next week we're in Joshua Tree for her birthday. But like Brett Kapp was there and I was like not about to like give that moment. I was just like, I don't want to talk about it. And then it was like Catalina, but then Brock wasn't there. And then there was never a right moment. And so Brock and I just like decided to like play this game, like who's going to mess up, slip up first. We kept dropping hints the last time they came down and they were not picking up on it. Raquel was like, oh, I picked up on it.
Yeah, pretty big.
Raquel did it in the nicest Raquel fashion. She was just sweet about the whole thing. She just didn't want to say too much because turned out that we actually left the wrapper in the bathroom, but she didn't know if it was an actual full-blown, if it was a positive or negative, especially what we went through. So she didn't want to ask, which is just like sweet of her already. Then, so she had in her mind, but what she did after that was just adds to her character. And I think she's amazing for this. She went ahead and she, for us, you can watch it on Sheena's vlog, where she actually was driving and confessing what she realized what was going on because we called it a luncheon and Brittany's was a luncheon. So she played like, a little investigator. What did she call herself?
Nancy Drew.
She played a little Nancy Drew.
I Nancy Drew'd it. I solved the case.
It was so cool. And then she actually got to the party and when we told her what was going on, she was super excited. But then she also had a card ready to rock and roll
because
she's
sweet.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
And that just adds to her. Like, she's up there for me as in your friend group up here, especially with her in that group.
It was so cute. And at first, I'm like, I didn't want her to, like, be upset. Like, why didn't you tell me? But it's like, Raquel would never think like that.
Yeah.
I did have a couple people text me, like, I'm kind of upset you didn't tell me ahead of time.
Sorry.
And I'm like, you know, there were a lot of people we didn't tell. And I wanted people to be surprised. I wanted to wake up and feel like it was my birthday to, like, all of those texts of, like, just, like, sweet messages. And, like, we didn't tell a lot of people. The only people we told.
My stepdad still texts me. He's like, so we're going to talk soon, son?
Yeah, but with Raquel, I was like, oh my God, you are the one person I've been like the most excited to tell today. And then to find out that like she had an idea and then was like, this is why you didn't want to ride the bird scooter. This is why you didn't zip line in Catalina. Mm-hmm.
She put them all together. Like, she connected together. The dots.
She's a clever smart cookie. She really is.
So who from the cast has reached out to you since they've heard the news?
Quite a few of them. Jax and Katie both commented on my Insta story. Congrats. Tom and Ariana, obviously, like, they already knew.
Yeah.
James and Raquel.
Tom and Ariana, they were making the mocktail and the cocktails, the pink and the blue one.
Yeah, the reveal party. And let's see. Kristen was at the party. Brittany was at the party. Who else?
Max already knew.
Yeah, Max knew.
But he was not invited.
Yeah. Charlie knew. That actually got slipped up from our huddle group.
Wait, what do you mean?
So my friend Parker and Stephanie, so they knew because I invited them Wednesday to our second reveal for our San Diego friends.
Yeah.
And when she was after doing a huddle with Charlie, she's like, I can't wait to meet you in person on Wednesday. She's like, you're coming to the reveal, right?
Oh.
And because she knew Charlie was invited, but Charlie didn't know what she was coming to. Charlie's like, I've been on to you since your anniversary. She's like, I knew it. I could just tell.
Oh.
But it was, and I was like, if she messed up by slipping it to anyone, like that was like the best person.
Right.
But yeah, so, I mean,
that was that.
I think that was it.
So how
Schwartz. Schwartz sent me a really sweet text in the morning too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, buddy. Stephanie would like to know, how pregnant are you?
So today recording this, I am 15 weeks. By the time you guys are listening, I'll be 16.
You.
So there was a bit of a controversy online with the sonogram, ultrasound. What is it called, first of all?
So I think the ultrasound is the tool used for the sonogram. The sonogram is the actual picture.
So the sonogram is a picture.
The gram is the picture.
The ultrasound is the tool.
That's
got it.
Used.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we've got the thumbs up there. That's it.
Yeah.
So the sonogram, people were thinking you used a a different baby that wasn't yours. And it was more of like, people were like, this is a full term baby. And it's like, people, first of all, it wasn't her 7 week one that she was showing, right? It was like, what?
No, this was, week? I was actually 12 week, 5 days, but that was also not at my OB's office. This was at a specialist that they sent me to where we got like the 3 or 4, 5D, whatever dimensional that crazy one was. That was at a specialist office. So I think it's better than most women's at their OB that they would get at even 12 weeks.
Right.
So it was a way more clear picture.
I would just like to know what your gynecologist wants to comment that, because if you're not, you can shut your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
these
wrong,
are just
bro.
People.
I mean, even people with kids are like, mine didn't look like that.
Well, sorry, my doctor.
It's just so bizarre.
My kid's like, not going to look like your kid, buddy.
Why would you, like, what are they, what's the point?
It's funny because I didn't see any of this, but I saw my mom post something
about it.
So I was like, okay, clearly people are saying that the picture looks too good.
Yes.
But I do have a really good doctor in Beverly Hills with the highest tech quality machine possible.
It was really good, actually.
Honestly, what I'm referring to, people were talking about the printout, not even the 4D or 3D image.
But that was from
the
same day.
Printout. Okay, got it.
It was the same doctor.
So better quality printout.
Way better quality.
We had a good doctor. He did his job well and like gave us some good angles. Sorry, he's a good selfie taker, you know?
Yeah.
Get a better doctor if you want your baby to look better. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just insane what people were commenting about that. And then your mom totally had it taken care of. I literally had my comment ready to go. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? Erica's got it.
She's got it.
There's like how many comments are on there right now? There's like,
oh my
thousands.
God, there was over 10,000 the
and
last
like,
time I left.
I think it's like out of that, 10% of them are dickheads. But everyone else is
probably
all love.
Less,
you know?
Maybe less.
It's probably even less. Like,
it's just
everyone loves
out.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, and then another one was like, oh, she needs the attention. So she got pregnant, you know, had to be just like everyone else.
I want to say something about, because first of all, I hate so much that everything is a competition in this group of women and on this show. And who does this first? Who does this better? Who can one up who? I hate that shit so much. And the fact that they're now saying this about miracles happening and babies coming into the world, like, it doesn't matter who was first. And like, if you want to get technical, you know, this is our second pregnancy. We got a miracle surprise back in May. I wasn't trying.
Surprise.
We weren't not trying. We weren't being safe by any means, but I didn't think I could get pregnant. And then once I had a taste of that for just the month and a half, 2 months, or what, I was about 7 weeks, so almost 2 months, I knew that I wanted this more than anything. Mm-hmm. And then it was really hard for both of us. Brock said, let's take some time and wait. And I was like, I want to try when my doctor says the best time. And I saw some other comments about that, like, you should have waited 6 months.
She looked
my
at me
doctor,
and smiled.
No, my doctor said your best chance at your age with your numbers to have a healthy pregnancy is to wait one period, one ovulation cycle, immediately try again that next month. And that's what I wanted to do. Brock wasn't on board. And then the day we moved into our house,
so you know
in
San what she
Diego,
did, ladies and gentlemen? She looked at me sideways and gave me a wink, and I couldn't say no.
So, yeah, to shut all that shit down.
I think if you want to turn around and start judging babies, like, come on, mate.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
And first of all, any trend or pact, like, you all know, I've been left out of every group activity with those women. So I definitely wasn't a part of this trend or pact. I do things on my own when I want to.
All those ladies, like, they're going to have amazing miracles. They're all having babies. Like,
yeah.
Every one of those women are making a baby right now. Every one of those dads are going to be dads.
Yeah.
Like, why, like, for people to throw that at you, it's like, come on, mate, we want the best for this world. So, you know what?
Yeah.
Do better, buddy.
And a lot of people did ask if it was IVF or natural. So I think you now know it was natural. I do still have 16 frozen eggs. And what we've said is if we're going to use them, I think if we have two boys or two girls, we would use an egg to guarantee maybe the opposite sex. But that is so far down the road.
Yeah, sorry, Mike, honey, that I'm down on more kids. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people being like, do you want more? Do you this, that? So also, I saw a lot of questions about morning sickness. I have been so fortunate. I did not get nauseous or sick once.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
And I even bought you that anti-nausea.
I know.
For anyone out there going through a pregnancy who happens to have morning sickness, CVS happens to sell this liquid. It's called anti-nausea relief. It's a red liquid, and it's totally safe when you're pregnant, and mm-hmm. it's a lifesaver for morning sickness.
Yeah, but I also found out that my mom, her mom, my Aunt Dee, none of them had morning sickness with any of their pregnancies.
Babe, you look like a champ pregnant right now. You don't look like you make out as if you got this pooch going on, but that's just because you're really just hybrid. You're like, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm like, stop it. It's bad for your back. you're carrying well.
I'm officially past the point of being able to suck it in. So there now I've just accepted it. We went to dinner last night. I always, which you've probably even seen on the show, I always wear Nike Pro shorts under my mm-hmm. surdress or under any dress or any skirt ever. And last night I was like, A, these shorts don't fit me anymore. B, it's probably not good to be in something so tight. So I was like, I'm just going to let the belly out. And I just stood there waiting for dinner and I was like, wow, this is the first time in my life I've not felt I need to suck my stomach in.
We were at dinner last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. You dressed, so that takes us to the next one then. You dressed in all pink.
Because it's one of the only dresses I have that fits me right now.
I dressed
now.
In all blue, and we went out there, and that's the debate. So
I know people are like, so is it a girl because you're wearing a pink dress? And I'm like, in all honesty, I've been waiting to wear this dress for a year and a half. I got it for interviews last year from Toby. Danielle had picked out like all of my interview looks, and some of the brand had a small, and a lot of it was an extra small, and the smalls were too big on me. And I remembered when I was in Palm Springs that I had some dresses that were too big on me last year. And I was like, these will fit me now. And it just happened to be pink. So I was like, oh, perfect. It's a sweater dress. It's a little cool out. I'm going to wear this. And then I walk in and Brock's like, guess I'm wearing blue because people are going to think one or the other if I'm wearing the color. And trust me, if that dress was blue or purple, I still would have worn it.
All right. Next trait, honey. What personality trait from each of us would you like the baby to inherit? Hi, from Annie Pat.
Ooh, good question. I think definitely, well, I mean, I would say it's similar with both of ours, but just like our kindness, you know, like I want our son or daughter to have a good heart and to be the bigger person. And, you know, it's not always easy, but that's what I would want.
So be the bigger person?
I'm always the bigger person. Good. Don't you give me those eyes.
I encourage being the bigger person means putting other people's feelings in front of your feelings and other people's viewpoints in front of your viewpoints.
I do that all the time.
I know you do. And it's a tough skill set to have because you're so, yourself, myself, or anybody has such a belief in their own opinions and their own feelings first. So, and that's one you have a good trade off.
Yes.
When you see hindsight in it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But my trait for the little one, I think I just want to, I mean, the problem with this, and me and my friend had the conversation last night, who's expecting Casper. Mm-hmm. So we're both manly men, like we're the man. And and with my boy, it was so much easier with Eli to be like, yeah, this is how you be a man, or this is how I want you to be made in my image, right? And then Winter popped out, and she could just look at me and get whatever she wanted at a drop of a hat. And it's not the daddy girl syndrome, it's just we don't know how to handle girls. And that's where it's like, I know what I believe will be the right role model for my son. But as opposed to Winter, she'd just look at me and I'd just be, yeah, what do you want? What do you need?
Sure.
She'd look at you, smile. I'd be like, don't touch it. It's hot. She'll look at you, hand on top of the oven, and then she'll touch it. Then she'll start crying and drop a bottom lip, and then she'll ask for something. Like little girls for their dads. Like you hear it all the time. And if we have a boy or a girl, either way, like a girl mounts my heart. I think a girl's a lot easier for a dad because you just love. Whereas if you have the boy, you're really into like trying to teach him tough love. You want him to be, unfortunately, the man.
Yeah.
You know? But
I think also either boy or girl, I'm lucky that now in this relationship that I get to be the nice parent. I always thought before that like I would have to be the mean one and like because Shay would just like always be so sweet that like I was like, I'm going to have to be the disciplinary. Like the kids are going to hate me. But I'm like, no, Brock gets to be the dick. I could be like, oh my God, I think that's a great idea. Just ask your dad.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't see that happening. I feel like because you are so like,
I'm thinking down the road when like our kids want a date and who? I'm just going to be like, yeah, totally. Ask your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kids can date.
They Brock is more like go with the flow, laid back. You have a certain way that you like things.
Yeah, but I'll make him be the one to enforce it so I can be the nice one.
Okay.
I'm very easily manipulated by her, if you haven't told.
Well, to get back to the traits, since you couldn't really think of one for you, I will.
Oh.
I would like the baby to inherit your zest for life and your energy and your passion. It's very rare and it's a beautiful thing. And I love that about you.
Yeah.
And you're just so driven. So I like that too.
You are very, very driven.
Thank you, baby.
Yes. I mean, he will be literally at the gym at 5 a.m., come home, bring me lunch, go back to the gym till 7 p.m., and then at 11 p.m. have conference calls and Zoom meetings with overseas distributors. And it's amazing.
I appreciate that. I don't like talking about that, so let's move on.
Okay, I have a question.
Thank you.
Hank Healy, 86, wants to know, would you have the birth filmed?
I don't know that I would have it filmed for TV, but I think I would have it filmed like for personal, you know, like I don't think I would have like a camera crew in the room with me. And I don't think in April COVID is going to allow that, but I would like it filmed. And if that ends up on a TV show or YouTube, I'm totally fine with that. I don't know how you feel about that. I just don't know that I want a camera man or woman up my hoo-ha as the baby comes out.
Yeah, if they're not getting like a front row seat from the 50-yard line, we had our pregnancy tests come out, you know? So, I mean, there's some intimate moments
in there.
I'm super
open to having that. It will be filmed in whatever capacity, whether, you know, there's a season 9 or it's on YouTube. Like, it will definitely be out there. I'm such an open book. I think it would be weird if it wasn't.
And I think hopefully everybody that follows your YouTube channel, if you haven't followed it already, go ahead.
Go like, subscribe.
Thanks. Like, subscribe, ring the bell. But if anyone that follows that, the goal of that, the reason why we created that channel was to show her outside of the light that was shown upon her. So, I think hopefully throughout this transition, our new channel, a new phase, it's going to be the family, you know, it's going to be all our traditions, our transition from Sheena being not mother-like to mother-like, you know, from
us moving together.
Exactly. You know, from pouring bottles on the bar, like pop a titty. But I think I'm really looking forward to that transition for you, honey.
Yeah, I'm excited. But you guys, if you aren't already, please go subscribe to my YouTube channel because that is where you're going to get the most exclusive look into my pregnancy, the birth, and everything that comes after that. We got to do like a whole like decorating the nursery vlog, which I saw a lot of questions too came through about if we want to do a theme. Oh, that was one of the things that vision. See, I need to look at my own notes. I wrote down nursery theme / vision.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I was thinking the vision of my nursery. No, Jamie's vision. So pre that meditating vision, we go back last year, 2019. One of our friends asked Jamie to meditate for her. And I was like, I'm good. Everything's great in my life right now. Like, I don't want to hear anything. Because at the time, Jamie was very new to this and she didn't know how to block out the negative vision. So I was like, I don't want you to see anything like negative about Brock. Like, we're very new in our relationship. And instead, Jamie was like, well, I got a vision for you, Sheena, and it was good, but I won't tell you. And I was like, bitch, now you're going to tell me. Can't just say you got a good vision and not tell me. She's like, I see you in a yellow nursery somewhere overlooking the ocean with like white shutters.
And I'm plantation like, shutters, yeah. The style that you have.
And I'm like, ha, I don't like yellow, so that would never happen. Then fast forward about 6 months, we're doing our little seance in Palm Springs. And I was like, wait, Jamie, remember when? And this was, I didn't know at the time. I was like a couple days pregnant, first time. Had no idea. But I had just asked Jamie, I was like, wait, when you saw that yellow nursery, can you go like a little deeper? Like, what do you see? Because like really, like yellow's never been in my top fave colors. And she was like, okay, hold on. And then she's like, oh, wait. She goes, the yellow's Winnie the Pooh. And I'm like, shut up. Literally, my grandpa loved Winnie the Pooh. He wore a silver Winnie the Pooh honeypot necklace every day until the day he died. My mom has it in her jewelry box still. And Winnie the Pooh has always just had such a special place in my heart, especially the classic Pooh. So I do want to incorporate classic Winnie the Pooh, but not overkill by any means. I want accents of that in the nursery because there's so much meaning behind it. And it's just so crazy that you saw that not knowing that about me.
So, honey, with the nursery, because we're going to have two nurseries, right?
We're going to have because we're going to be splitting our time between LA and San Diego. Yeah. So,
I mean, we were going pram shopping. Pram? It's called a pram?
What?
We don't call it that here.
What do you call it here?
Stroller.
A stroller shopping.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what that
is. We went stroller shopping, and the ladies at, who's helping us with
Goo Goo
that?
Goo Guru. They Goo Goo are Guru. Amazing. So any of you first time, second, third time moms out there, there is this amazing concierge service called the Goo Goo Guru. And it's basically like having a personal shopper who tells you all of the things you need, you don't need, what so many women are going to tell you absolutely have to have this, but they're like, actually, you don't. And then that's not the best for the baby. These women are amazing. I've been speaking with Monica and Abby over there. Shout out to them. They are helping us get set up with the things we need and letting me know about the things we don't need. So Goo Goo Guru, check them out. It's so great because especially for first time moms, like, I don't know. Even I have a great mom and I have friends who have kids, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking for. Yeah, that stroller looks cool, but is it accessible? Is it this? Like, I have no idea. And they sit you down for an hour through a Zoom call and walk you through all of the different products. And it was just so insanely helpful. I highly, highly recommend it.
Well, that was it. They were showing you the prams or the strollers, as you call them.
Yeah.
And now this going through, like, so the living situations with decking out, what will work, what's functionally better for certain situations, like our beach, our place down in San Diego. And then when we come up to LA, when we look at that place as well. So they were really good. So I just wanted to give them a touch on there.
Yeah, they're amazing. But yeah, for those of you asking where we plan on raising our kids, I think honestly, our time is always going to be split between three cities. I own a house in Palm Springs. My family and work is in LA. I love San Diego. Brock's work is in San Diego. But ultimately, we're going to be in LA because Brock's going to be playing rugby. And so I think, you know, like we're planning on having the baby in LA 100%. And we'll just go from there. You know, I mean, I love Southern California and that's always going to be home. But I would also love to go over to Australia for some time each year and have a place out there and vacay in Bali. So, you know, but
big
LA is always,
eh?
At the end of the day, LA is always going to be home. I'm born and raised here and I see the same for my kids, but I would love to have a place in San Diego as well.
We're keeping it.
Yeah.
Or I can get you guys to OC and you could split
the difference.
We don't need to split the difference here. There's no Switzerland in us. It's just one or the other.
Yes. Well, any final questions or thoughts that we missed, guys?
How's Boy Crazy going?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wow.
So Boy Crazy merch is now available. We also have It's All Happening masks. I do want to expand it. We were talking about doing Girl Crazy, doing Just Crazy, just adding to the Boy Crazy brand. We're going to do like hoodies, crop hoodies, t-shirts, hats. Eventually, I want to make a whole line out of it. Boy, girl, crazy, whatever. And it's going really well. We actually, today, I just added signed photos to all my packages. Thank you for helping me with that, Jamie. Got those all signed, sealed, and they're on their way to be delivered. But we are doing all of the packaging and shipping ourselves because I wanted to make sure I am in charge of everyone getting their stuff after what happened last year with my workout line and people not getting shipped for 3 months. I was like, that's not happening again. I had someone comment, they're like, oh my God, they're like, Sheena's quicker than Amazon Prime. I ordered it and it's already shipping.
That's good.
Yes. And the one last thing that I wanted Jamie to talk about is the food relief program that you're doing.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
So about a month ago, maybe a little bit more, I contacted Sugar Taco, which is a restaurant I'm an investor in. And I had called Jade, who is the founder, Jade Nicole. And I said, hey, I want to just do a one-time food delivery. I want to do something like during COVID and I want to help. Like, can I order X amount of dollars worth of food and I want to bring it to anyone who is in need of food right now? And she said, I love that idea. I'm going to double it. So Sugar Taco will match your personal donation. And let's also start a GoFundMe and try to continue doing this every single week. And I was like, wow, amazing. Let's do it. So fortunately, every week we've received donations after that first one. And I've been able to deliver burritos. They're delicious plant-based burritos. And a shelter that I've been working with lately is called Good Shepherd. And it's in West LA, and it's a shelter for domestic violence survivors and their children. So they're very appreciative of it. So anybody who wants to be involved, whether you want to help me bring the food or you want to just donate, even $5 helps. And there is a link on my Instagram page at JamieLynn24.
Yes. Such a good thing you're doing. Thanks. I love that. Anything you want to add, honey?
Sure. G'day, guys. If you want to go ahead and support the boys, so actually, same thing. Not for charity, our studio, our fitness studio, is our Comeback Stronger campaign for all F45 studios. Obviously, during a pandemic, business owners and gyms are in a tight predicament. So F45 has got an amazing challenge going on for all studios to highlight their Comeback Stronger stories. And so I'd love to. We've got 10 days left of voting. We are now in fifth place in the entire world. So if you enjoy the video, you can vote on it. It just takes about 30 seconds. You put your email in, confirm your email address, because the year before that, we absolutely destroyed the votes and got really, really, and we ended up winning the world's best trainer. So if you guys don't mind doing that, that's at Brock_Davies. And it's in my website link right there.
Yeah.
10 days, baby.
And also, Jamie and I are going to be doing some fun giveaways soon. So keep an eye out for that, for Sugar Taco and Boy Crazy merch. And I will be posting the details of that soon. Still working it out. I think we want to do like a tag, share, like, follow sort of campaign. But if you want to go follow at Boy Crazy merch, you will see when we're ready to do that. We've got bundle packages available and I'm so excited.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Sheena Shay. Shay FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.